This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. The luxury market is expected to do very well this holiday season. Perhaps you're considering an 18-karat gold new iWatch at about $12,000 for someone very special in your life. If paying that amount of money for a watch made by a computer company gives you pause, imagine paying nearly $10,000 for a cell phone. Enter the Aster, a new offering created specifically for women from the high-end phone company Vertu. Before you take out a loan to buy one, you'll want to hear what our next guest has to say. Gabriel Roth took the Aster for a test drive at one of Vertu's upscale boutiques and wrote about the phone for Fast Company. We spoke with him earlier this fall to get a review. Gabriel, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So what is the price range for this phone?
Well, the low end of the Aster is $6,900. The most expensive of the basic models costs $9,700. And then if you want to get a customized or personalized version, they wouldn't give me a top end. So I think we can assume it's pretty high.
So what makes this phone so expensive?
In terms of the components and the hardware, there's nothing especially surprising about this phone. It's exactly the same sort of thing you would get from a high-end iPhone or Android phone. It's a touchscreen device. It runs the Android operating system. It'll be a very nice phone, but there's nothing to make it 10 times as expensive as a top-of-the-line iPhone. What makes it stand apart? Number one, it's upholstered in extremely expensive kinds of leather, which are made from ostrich or snake or calfskin in fashionable colors that are designed to appeal to contemporary tastes. But I think more to the point, what makes it stand apart is this is an attempt to apply luxury branding of the kind of thing that we see in the apparel or handbag industries to cell phones, so that in the same way that a Louis Vuitton purse might cost $5,000, even though the materials might cost only a fraction of that, this is a cell phone that's designed and priced along the same lines.
Well, I can imagine test driving a $300,000 Bentley would be a very different experience from test driving a $15,000 Toyota Yaris, right? It's going to reveal some differences in performance and handling and comfort. Would I notice a difference between my iPhone 6 and the Aster?
Not in the same way as a Bentley, certainly. You might notice that it feels pleasingly heavy in your hands. The sides are gently beveled to accommodate your fingertips. The screen is maybe a little brighter, and it's certainly bigger. It's in between an iPhone 6 and a 6 Plus. But the thing about a cell phone is the controls, the buttons, are all part of the software. They're all part of the touchscreen. And so the feel of using it in your hands isn't going to differ from using an iPhone or a regular Android phone all that much. That's just outside of Vertu's control.
Well, I can imagine maybe, you know, buying a really expensive Philippe Patek watch or something like that so I could hand it on to my child or something like that. Now, these Vertu phones are supposed to be handcrafted by an individual craftsman. Wouldn't I rather have some techie in the Silicon Valley who does this all year design my phone?
Well, first of all, we need to differentiate between designing and assembling it. These phones are designed by technological designers, same as any other phone. But you know what these craftsmen are doing replaces the work that's done by an assembly line of workers in China at a plant like Foxconn. Rather than having one person install one component and then pass it on down the line to the next one in the industrial process that's been with us since the days of Henry Ford, Vertu phones are made. Each one is put together by a single person. The idea, I suppose, is that it gives it a sort of handcrafted feeling, but it's not clear to me how the result would be any different.
You also found that there's an added bonus of 6 months of complimentary concierge service, which is kind of like a live human being of Siri, you know, booking your plane tickets and getting restaurant reservations, which did strike me as odd. If one's wealthy enough to buy this phone, are you going to trust a phone company to be your personal assistant?
I think that's a really good question. I think most of the buyers of this phone aren't actually going to be using that service as much as one might imagine or as much as you or I would if we were to have a personal assistant available on call.
So who's the market for this? The Russian oligarchs, you know, the Kardashians? Are people actually buying them?
There were earlier Vertu models that seemed to be targeted more at that demographic. They had more a sort of louder, more blinged out look. There were jewels all over them and things like that. These ones have a more refined appearance, and they seem to be for the same sort of consumers who buy those expensive purses and those expensive watches and want other people to notice, but not to think that they're gauche or obvious, to think, oh, this is a person who really has expensive, lovely, classy things. I don't know if the cell phone market is really a place where those people are going to go to purchase those kinds of luxury items. But Vertu is doing very well, and I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing other manufacturers start appealing to that same demographic pretty soon.
Did it work on you, Gabriel? I mean, did you walk into the boutique and, you know, like buying a Gucci bag for a lot of money, get individualized attention and a sense that the salesperson was a greater human being than yourself?
It didn't have that effect on me, no. And I'm sort of immune to the allure of those luxury brands. It's not something that I particularly covet. And so I walked in and out of there feeling like the whole thing was pretty ridiculous. But I also walked out of there feeling like, well, this is the way economics is going. This is the way the American market is going. There are more and more obscenely wealthy people who have enough money to spend on things that don't really increase their quality of life at all. But what else are they going to spend all of that money on? And companies more and more are going to be producing products that are designed to appeal to them rather than producing products that might actually be an improvement on what came before. And I think that's kind of sad.
Gabriel Roth, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Author Gabriel Roth, not speaking to us on the Aster, by the way. His debut novel, The Unknowns, is now out in paperback. And we found his article, The Bentley of Cell Phones at Fast Company. If you'd like to check out some of these high-end cell phones, we've posted photos on our website, wordofmouthradio.org.